local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And happy Wednesday, June 26th, 2024. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Typically with Joe and Austin. Joe's not here this week, though. Instead, Austin's joined by Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing terrifically. How about you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. WEAR kind of talked our ears off there. But you know what? That's good. We love them to death either way. Just means we got to get our top three stories out of the way all the sooner. We're going to get started with the Supreme Court reportedly going to allow emergency abortions based on a document accidentally posted online. That's according to Bloomberg, which obtained the document relating to a pending Idaho abortion case. The document reportedly shows that the court will allow emergency room doctors in Idaho to perform abortions.
Well, a new poll released on the eve of the first presidential debate says former President Trump has taken the lead over President Biden nationally. With all eyes on the first debate, the new Quinnipiac poll says 73% of voters will likely watch the debate, and 16% say each candidate's performance in that debate could lead them to changing their vote. The poll also finds that Trump now leads President Biden 49-45%. That's in the head-to-head match, after Trump trailed by 1% back on May 22nd. In a six-way race, which includes RFK Jr., the poll finds Trump's lead increases to 6 percentage points, beating Biden 43-37%.
Yes, and obviously we'll touch on it more later as we get into our national headlines. But, yeah, of course, we do have the first presidential debate tomorrow night, and we will be airing it live on News Radio Pensacola at 8 p.m., so be on the lookout for that. And thirdly, here in our top three stories, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praising Democratic Senator John Fetterman for his support of Israel. Fetterman met with Netanyahu in Israel today and reaffirmed his support for the country and its fight against Hamas. Netanyahu said that Israel has no better friend than John Fetterman. The Pennsylvania Democrat has been one of the most vocal supporters of Israel among Democrats, which has isolated him from many of his progressive supporters. Just about 4:15 here, we will get our first check of the roads and weather, followed by your history of the Blue Angels. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, I am not seeing too much going on early. We have some minor congestion into typical areas, maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road, some on Pensacola Boulevard as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point has some minor backups. And we did have an accident report on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We typically have some congestion issues over there anyway. And we got some on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola right now. We are in a heat advisory until about 7 o'clock this evening. And we do have a chance of storms getting into tonight that will bleed into pretty late this evening with lows in the high 70s. That's your check of the roads and weather. And now here's your history of the Blue Angels.
There have been many changes of command in the U.S. Navy in many different places. But the 1954 change of command that marked Lieutenant Commander Hawkins turning over command of the Blue Angels to Lieutenant Commander Zeke Cormier in February of 1954 was something special. In the skies over NAS New Orleans, at an altitude of 800 feet and a speed of 600 miles per hour, Lieutenant Commander Hawkins led his men in diamond formation, with Lieutenant Commander Cormier slightly behind and below. On signal, Cormier, the new leader, pulled up from the rear and into a loop. The Diamond then started their loop and at 1,200 feet broke formation with each member doing a roll and continuing the loop. At the top of the loop, at about 6,000 feet, Hawkins rolled out and flew away. The three wingmen continued their loops, joined Cormier at the bottom in the Diamond formation, and passed over the flight line with their new leader. Hawkins came back alone at 800 feet for one final pass over the crowd as a Blue Angel, and the aerial change of command was complete. During the 10th anniversary year of 1956, the Blue Angels made their first appearance on foreign soil, or is that foreign airspace, in Toronto, Canada. This show was in addition to 44 other shows across the United States. By year's end, millions had seen the flight exhibition team in person on television programs such as Navy Log and Mickey Mouse Club Newsreel or the Cinerama production Cinerama Holiday. It was clear that the Blue Angels had fulfilled their mission to bring the Navy to the people. In the middle of the 1957-58 season, the Blue Angels transitioned from the F9-F8 Cougar to the supersonic afterburner-equipped F11A Tiger. Such a mid-season transition was a difficult process considering that, for a period of about 3 months, it was necessary for the pilots to devote all available time between air shows to familiarize themselves with their new jets while flying their old Cougars for each public performance. This required tremendous concentration because there was considerable difference in control pressures and sensitivity, trim changes, and power requirements between the two aircraft. But the transition was successful, and the Blue Angels completed their season in the new Tigers with the unanimous opinion that they looked better than ever. I'll be back with more after this.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Blue Angels would fly the F-11A Tigers for the next decade. That and more next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 422 here, typically with Joe and Austin, Austin and Steve here with you instead for the remainder of this week and the upcoming Monday as well. Let's see. Before we get another check of the roads and weather, we'll move on to our local headlines here. Starting with Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He's been named to the U.S. Conference of Mayors Advisory Board. This comes after the conference's annual meeting wrapped up this past weekend in Kansas City. The advisory board helps the conference set policies and programs. There are 33 mayors on the board, and the Conference of Mayors has held their annual meeting last week. It included mayors from 200 communities across the country. This year's conference adopted policies on addressing mental health and improving affordability and quality of life. The winter conference will take place in Washington, D.C. in January, and next year's summer conference will be hosted in Tampa.
Well, a retired Escambia County Sheriff's Deputy is hoping he can find a kidney donor to save his life.
Passing time to my next dialysis session. Well, they're keeping me alive. They have told me that if I stop dialysis, I'll die within 3 days to a week.
Rudy Brown spent about 20 years on the job and even received a medal for saving somebody's life, but after a shoulder injury requiring surgery, he was put on medication that ultimately damaged his liver. That led to kidney failure, and then a cancer diagnosis meant he had to be removed from the kidney transplant list. He eventually made it back to the list, but since he's in the final stages of kidney failure, he's hoping to find a donor before it's too late. He needs somebody with type O blood, and if you'd like some more information on his situation, check out the News Radio website for a phone number.
Thank you very much, Steve. And Escambia County has now dropped its lawsuit against Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers over her refusal to pay state fines against former EMS paramedic Matthew Sellover. The PNJ reports that the Escambia Board of Commissioners filed the notice for voluntary dismissal on June 21st. The lawsuit had originally been filed in March of last year. The Escambia Board of Commissioners had voted 3-1 to pay Sellover's fine from the Florida Department of Health after former medical director Dr. Ramey Edler alleged that Sellover violated state law with patient care in incidents in 2018 and 2019. Two of those incidents resulted in the patient dying. Sellover and the health department settled over the allegations, and he kept his paramedic's license, paid a fine, and took continuing education courses. Childers told the board that it wasn't legal to pay an individual's fine and said she wouldn't pay it without a court order. Sellover had previously sued the county, saying he was a victim of harassment and retaliation by Edler and received a $200,000 settlement.
Well, there's a sad case of vandalism in Walnut Hill. Somebody has reportedly broken the windows out of a log schoolhouse that dates back 140 years. That old schoolhouse is located next to the Walnut Hill Community Center on Highway 97. If you have any information on this, you're asked to call the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers.
And the international paper Pensacola Mill Foundation is awarding $57,000 in foundation grants to area nonprofit organizations. The foundation says the money will be awarded to organizations that address education, hunger, health, and wellness, and disaster relief. Interested organizations can apply for grant funding at ipgiving.com. Again, that's ipgiving.com. 425 here, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. Just some minor congestion here and there, nothing too bad. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, we've got some issues there. Same if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway westbound towards Highway 87. Also, if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach and come over the bridge approaching Navarre Parkway, we've got some backups on the bridge there, as we've so often had recently. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. Steve, how about the weather?
Weather looks pretty good. Well, if you like warm temperatures, we do have that heat advisory going on for a couple of more hours. Tonight, humid with a slight chance of a shower, low about 78. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid again with possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon. High about 87 right now. It's 92, which feels like 102 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, moving on to our state headlines here. Jury deliberations are underway in the sentencing trial for a man convicted of killing five women at a Highlands County bank. Closing arguments were held earlier today as Zephin Xavier now waits for his fate. During testimony presented yesterday, a psychiatrist explained how she didn't believe Xavier was suffering from mental distress when he shot the victims at a SunTrust bank in Sebring in 2019. Xavier is facing the death penalty, and if the jury doesn't make a recommendation by this evening, they will be sequestered overnight.
Well, Florida authorities are now increasing their efforts as they continue to look for a teenager who disappeared more than 2 months ago. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement upgraded that case of 17-year-old Graciela Lopez to a missing child alert earlier today. She was last seen wearing a blue sweater with graffiti on the back and a black and white pair of pants in Fort Myers on April 20th. She was seen near the city's Winkler neighborhood before she went missing. Anybody with information about the teen's whereabouts call 911.
And Florida gas prices continuing to experience an upward trend as the start of the 4th of July travel season approaches.
Oh.
Yeah, not great news there. AAA says fuel costs jumped by 5 cents overnight, bringing the new state average to $3.44 a gallon. That's 13 cents more than this time last week. Gas Buddy says the drop in prices it initially anticipated are on hold as oil climbs. Millions of residents in the state are expected to hit the roads, of course, for the upcoming holiday, with some people heading out as soon as Saturday.
Well, checking the gas prices in Escambia and Santa Rosa, they average out to about $3.10 in Escambia and about $3.15 in Santa Rosa County. Well, it's kind of hot in Northeast Florida. It's also kind of warm. They've noticed a rise in heat-related illnesses as summer officially is underway. In Jacksonville, UF Health and HCA Memorial Hospital say they have seen at least 4 admissions tied to the rising temperatures so far this month. The National Weather Service says the heat advisory, of course, is in effect for our area until 7. Temperatures are basically warm. Older residents and children and those with chronic health conditions are at the most risk during this kind of weather. And forecasters are advising people to drink plenty of water and stay out of the direct sun.
Oh, of course. And just getting a few national headlines here. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that President Biden's unilateral border actions are working. While speaking from Tucson, Arizona today, Mayorkas said Border Patrol encounters have dropped by 40% since the president issued an executive order limiting asylum. He added, however, that Congress must take action to fix the broken immigration system and criticized Republicans who sank a bipartisan border deal earlier this year. Biden, this month, took executive action to shut down asylum requests once the average number of daily migrant encounters hits 2,500 between official ports of entry.
Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes Donald Trump is going to win the upcoming debate with President Biden. Yesterday, in an interview, he basically said he doesn't think it's possible for President Biden to beat Trump in the debate. He also claimed Trump is the, quote, greatest debater in modern American history, unquote. Kennedy, who's running as an independent candidate, recently expressed frustration he wasn't allowed on the debate stage with Biden and Trump, claiming CNN, and quote here, illegally worked with the other candidates to exclude him. The presidential debate is scheduled tomorrow night in Atlanta, and of course you can hear it right here tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Absolutely. And lastly here, primary election results are in for New York, Colorado, and Utah. We touched on these earlier this week. New York progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman lost his seat in the 16th congressional district in a challenge from Westchester County Executive George Latimer. As for Colorado, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert left the state's 3rd district, and she won the GOP primary in the state's 4th district. And Greg Lopez won a special election in Colorado as well to take over now-retired Representative Ken Buck's vacant seat in the 4th district. Lastly, in Utah, Republican Representative John Curtis. He's going to be competing with Democrat Caroline Gleich? Yeah, well, however you say it. We'll say Gleich.
Yeah, okay.
To succeed Senator Mitt Romney. Utah has not elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since 1970.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, just a little bit. 4:30 here. When we return after the Fox News break, we'll continue just with a few more national headlines, followed by sports, health, business, and science, all that good stuff. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden and Donald Trump preparing to share a stage tomorrow for the CNN presidential debate. Fox's Jeff Paul spoke to the Trump campaign.
They say that he is continuing on with his regular work schedule, but they did point out this is a stark contrast in their minds to what President Biden is doing right now. President Biden is at Camp David, where he has been working with a bunch of different advisors, using a former movie theater and airplane hangar as a practice stage.
President Biden has been prepping at Camp David for nearly a week now. Minnesota officials warning of a major dam collapse after mass flooding in the Midwest. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is at Rapidam Dam.
The western side of the dam gave way, and the Blue Earth River has been raging. It's been eating away at the western side of the bank.
That dam is about 90 miles southwest of Minneapolis. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Citadel Securities founder Ken Griffin received a rare public apology from the U.S. IRS after his tax records were leaked. ProPublica in 2021 published details of tax records of Griffin and other billionaires, including former President Donald Trump. Griffin on Monday dropped his lawsuit against the IRS. Morgan Stanley is delving deeper into its adoption of artificial intelligence with a new assistant that's expected to take over thousands of hours of labor for the bank's financial advisors. The assistant, called Debrief, keeps detailed logs of advisors' meetings and automatically creates draft emails and summaries of the discussions. The program, built using OpenAI's GPT-4, essentially sits in on client Zoom meetings and takes notes. U.S. stocks finished today's sessions with solid gains. The Dow Jones Industrial up 15, the NASDAQ gained 87. That's your money now.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Credit Knicks president Leon Rose. He's done the unthinkable by putting the Knicks in a position to seriously swing for a championship. New York made that aggressive swing last night by landing another Villanova great in Mikal Bridges for 4 unprotected first-round picks and then some. Now following the Bridges deal, the question becomes, can the Knicks keep both OG Anunoby and Julius Randle? And if one is the odd man out, I think it's Julius getting traded and OG resigning with New York. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Climatech. Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer's here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
Climatech, Climatech.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu.
News Radio Pensacola has just received another major award thanks to you, our listeners. This time, it's the prestigious 2024 Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, where representatives of the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10 radio stations in America, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the Crystal Award for our exceptional year-round commitment to community service. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been a pretty mellow first hour. Happy to report on that. We did have a couple of accident reports in just a couple areas here. One is going to be, let's see, this is on Pine Forest Road, just north of 9 Mile. It's where Highway 297A meets Pine Forest. It doesn't appear to be causing much of any backups, though. We also had one in Navarre, if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. We've got some congestion in that area, but we typically do at this hour anyway, just because of some evening traffic. So be on the lookout for it nonetheless. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual hitters. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards I-10. And maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks pretty good right now. A couple of showers deep inland around Crestview. Other than that, mostly dry. Tonight should be humid with a slight chance of a shower. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid again with possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon. High about 87. Right now, it's still warm. It's 92 in Pensacola. Feels like 102. It's 90 in Gulf Breeze, 91 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. All righty. Carrying on with just a few more national headlines here, since we couldn't get through all of them before the Fox News break. The final report from the NTSB on the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is revealing more information on what led up to the incident. The document states that a wayside detector in Salem, Ohio, inaccurately recorded the temperature of a burning wheel bearing, sending a non-critical alert to a Norfolk Southern help desk that was not forwarded to the main, or to the train crew, rather. By the time the operators on board the train learned of the overheating bearing, it was too late for them to avoid the disaster. That's according to investigators. The report also states that the controlled burn of the hazardous chemicals that were in some of the train cars was not necessary.
Well, giant pandas are on their way back to the U.S. from China. Lucinda Kay explains.
It's taken months to reach this point after relations failed between the two countries. All giant pandas had to leave the U.S. and return to their native China. But now, new agreements are in place. And America's finest city is first in line for panda passage. But first, a farewell ceremony. A delegation from the United States and leaders of San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance joined dignitaries and conservation leaders in China for the transition. Once the pandas safely arrive in San Diego, they'll take time to acclimate before their public debut. I'm Lucinda Kay.
And so the pandas are coming back.
Yes, very, very wholesome there when it comes to pandas. That's probably one of the nicest animals that could ever be traded between world powers. Mm-hmm. That and maybe a manatee. But anyway, lastly here, a citywide cell phone ban could return to New York City schools. Obviously, we've talked about this in the state of Florida, kind of catching some wind in some counties. And now apparently NYC is talking about it. NYC public schools lifted a citywide ban on cell phones in 2015. And since then, each school has implemented their own set of rules. Now, Governor Kathy Hochul says that she's considering issuing a statewide ban. Mayor Eric Adams is in agreement that cell phones in school are a distraction.
Ugh. Yeah,
they certainly are. Yeah, they certainly are. And maybe it's just my, you know, youthful stride talking, someone who grew up in the cell phone era. But
as I sit here going through my cell phone,
yeah, no,
Facebook,
it's just not a big fan of that of that idea at all. All righty, 4:40 here, getting into some sports headlines. All righty, so we'll start with the Brooklyn Nets. They've traded their best player, Michael or Mikhail, however you want to say it.
Mikhail Bridges.
I think it's Michael, but it's spelled weird, so I think I've heard it said Mikhail as well. But that guy, Bridges, to the New York Knicks, and in the process, they've added to their draft pick haul. According to ESPN, the franchise now has 16 first-round picks available through 2031. The Nets had previously been a prominent name in the NBA, of course, had that super team consisting of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, mm-hmm. but with that lineup now long disbanded, it seems seems that they have now embraced a total rebuild. But you know what, Steve? That is very fortunate. Why don't you tell us why?
Well, speaking of draft picks, the 2024 NBA draft begins tonight.
Yes.
And see, it starts about 6:30. First round getting underway. And the Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick. And just a few of the biggest names on the board include UConn center Donovan Clingan,
yes,
Kentucky guard Reed Shepard, and, of course, Purdue center Zach Edey, who averaged 25 points and 12 rebounds in a game last season.
Yeah, that dude, he's something else. And, of course, we've got a couple of international players. I think I like a couple of French guys, you know, coming. But also Bronny James, LeBron's son, because, you know, that's a big story, not just because he's LeBron's kid, but also you got the whole thing about LeBron. He said a while back, hey, you want me to play for you? Get my son. So we'll it's been a while since he said that, though, so we'll see how pressing of a matter that really is for some of these teams.
Right.
And then in the WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx are your Commissioner Cup champions. They beat the New York Liberty 94-89. The Liberty have received praise as a super team, so this is a huge moment for the Lynx. They had a dynasty throughout the 2010s before seeing a competitive dip, but the Lynx currently hold a regular season record of 13-3.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tied with the Connecticut Sun for the second best in the league. So not a bad turnaround for the Lynx here. And then we've got a couple of MLB scores very quickly. The state of Florida was not represented well.
What happened?
That just sounds so bleak. The Rays fell to the Mariners 5-2, but then we had the Marlins. They were up 1-0 on the Royals for like the longest time. And then in the bottom of the eighth, they give up 5 runs, and they end up losing 5-1. It's not all bad, though. Because we did have the Braves beating the Cardinals earlier 6-2. So there's something that's decent, at least as far as our relatively local teams. The Cubs releasing veteran catcher Yan Gomez. The 37-year-old struggled this season with a 1.54 batting average before he was designated for assignment last week. The Cubs will be on the hook for the remainder of his $6 million contract. He's now a free agent.
Go, so there's Cubbies.
There's some news about a veteran there.
Yeah.
And then we've got some unfortunate news in college football, don't we, Steve?
Well, a University of South Florida football player is dead following a crash in the Midwest earlier this week. Police in Carver County, Minnesota say 20-year-old Tegan Martin was involved in a rollover crash in the Hollywood Township Monday morning. Authorities say the driver was traveling at a high speed before his car ended up in a ditch. Martin joined the Bulls as a tight end last year. The university released a statement extending their thoughts and prayers to Martin's loved ones.
Absolutely. And then we've got lastly here in your sports headlines, U.S. women's soccer legend Alex Morgan has been left off of the U.S. women's national team roster for the 2024 Olympics. This is the first time that a major tournament has been, this is the team's first major tournament without her since the 2008 Olympics, before she had even debuted for the team. Morgan is about to turn 35. I think she might turn 35 next week. And she leads active U.S. players in caps with 224 and goals with 123.
Wow.
So, yeah. Big absence there. Hopefully it doesn't come back to bite us at all. 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on. Some heavy backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also some on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road approaching I-10. And then Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And lastly, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Steve-O, how about that weather?
It looks like almost a repeat of yesterday. Tonight, going to be humid again. Slight chance of a shower. But tomorrow, it'll be different. It'll be mostly cloudy and humid with possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon. High about 87. It's 92 in Pensacola right now, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. 4:45 here, getting into our health, business, and science notes. Vibe session. Steve, do not look at the script. Just tell me what you think that is.
It's basically a term used to characterize the disconnect between the economy's overall strength and the perceived weakness among consumers.
I can't help but think that he looked at the script there. But yes, you're absolutely right. Word for word, but as a matter of fact.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, clearly. According to TransUnion, concerns about inflation and interest rates are now at a two-year high. The Consumer Price Index increased 3.3% in May. That's relative to a year earlier. Prices are still rising. They're just growing at a slower pace than they had been. Higher inflation coupled with the Federal Reserve's a 11 rate hikes since 2022 have hit working-class Americans particularly hard.
Here's something that could hit you hard, loneliness. It could impact your risk of having a stroke, though.
Really?
See, a new study shows older adults are reportedly being chronically lonely at a 56% higher stroke risk than those who rated their loneliness low. The lead study author of that study at Harvard, he noted the importance of assessing loneliness and said consequences may be worse if ignored.
Yeah.
You know, people need people.
Yeah, I mean, some people like to be alone, but if you are, it's like what they always say. There's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing. So loneliness, the emotional toll it could take, yeah, I'm sure that kind of causes some wear and tear. Cancer centers are reporting drug shortages.
Uh-oh.
Among 28 centers across the U.S., 89% reported that at least one drug used to treat cancer symptoms or treatment side effects was in short supply. That's according to a survey by the National Comprehensive Cancer Network. The problem is reportedly fueled by a combination of supply chain problems and overseas companies cutting back on unprofitable drug manufacturing.
Well, many states fail to track how often children in foster care facilities are abused. That's according to a report from the Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. It looks at how states monitor whether children in residential facilities are being mistreated. The report found many states had missing or incomplete information in areas that could give oversight.
And lastly here in your health business and science notes, this one's kind of interesting to me. Instagram admits that it accidentally changed user settings to automatically limit political content ahead of Thursday's first presidential debate.
Really?
Yeah, the option to limit such content from appearing on users' feeds was first created by parent company Meta back in February. A company spokesperson said the company is working to fix it. Okay, so you're working to fix it. That implies that there's, you know, a bit of a controversial nature to it. Is this just limiting all political stuff that you may see being spammed on your feed? Or is it like showing some sort of favoritism? Like, what's going on here?
That's a very good question.
I think if
only they could answer it.
I think if that's just like a hushing your, like, any political stuff, that's one thing. If it's showing favoritism, yeah, that's a little bit weird because people, you know, they want to hear what they want to hear when it comes to politics. So it's like some people obviously look for some sources, some people look for others. If it's just hushing all of them, that's not too bad. If it's showing any favoritism towards one of them, yeah, that's looking pretty controversial.
Right.
I'm not sure. 4:49 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, some pop culture notes followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Attention homeowners. Are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:52 here. We've got several pop culture stories for you to get into before we even get our last check of the roads and weather for this hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Starting with Willie Nelson.
On the road again.
Willie Nelson.
You are correct, sir. That is Willie Nelson. You told me we had sound for some of these stories. I did not expect that. Yes, anyone who's been on Earth for the last century has heard of Willie Nelson, 91 years old. He's going to miss another date on his Outlaw Music Festival tour.
Oh, no.
The country music legend will not perform at the tour's stop in Virginia Beach tonight. It was announced last week that Nelson had been ordered to rest for 4 days on doctor's orders because he wasn't feeling well. That forced him to miss the first 3 dates of the tour with Bob Dylan and Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Good lineup.
Yeah, stacked lineup for sure. Wednesday's update said Nelson is expected to return to the tour shortly. The next stop for the Outlaw Music Festival is scheduled for Friday in Syracuse, New York.
Well, federal authorities are now handling the investigation into the attempted fraudulent foreclosure of Graceland. You remember that?
Yes.
Well, Lisa Taylor has more.
The Tennessee Attorney General's office said the investigation is best suited for federal law enforcement, adding they have faith in our federal partners and know they will handle this appropriately. An identity thief from Nigeria may be behind the attempt to auction off Elvis Presley's famed estate. Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States, with only the White House receiving more visitors on a yearly basis. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Oh, thank you. Just about everybody I know has made a pilgrimage there.
Really? Yep. Yeah, I mean, Graceland, obviously, as you said, we've touched on that story before when it's been you and me doing the show.
But I have just had a curious question. As somebody your age, Elvis Presley was a long time ago for you.
Yes, he was. But it's funny, though. I think later, because I put the bumper music in the show in advance, and that's how sometimes we just get stuck with random music, typically Christmas music if I particularly mess up. But we actually have an Elvis song coming up later in our lineup.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Elvis is another one, even with him being dead since the late 70s. For him to, you know, his impact, everybody knows who he is. And of course, Graceland, second most visited home in the U.S. behind the White House.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty telling.
Mm-hmm.
The first trailer hitting the internet for Netflix's The Union. The film follows a spy who kidnaps her ex-boyfriend to retrieve a list that contains the identities of every American spy.
Oh.
She chooses her ex because he's seen as nobody and then trains him for the mission. The cast includes Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry, J.K. Simmons, and Mike Coulter. Once again, another stacked lineup there.
Yeah.
The Union releases on Netflix on August 16th.
Well, the first trailer is being released for the Tom Hanks-led Here. That's the name of the movie.
Yes.
The film focuses on a 100-year story of a single house and the people who lived there throughout the time. The camera's at the same fixed angle for the entire duration of the movie without moving. The rest of the cast includes Robin Wright, Paul Bettany, Kaylee Riley, and David Flynn. Here, which is the name of the movie, hits the theaters on November 15th.
You know, that actually sounds like a pretty interesting idea. Like, because that's something that you typically don't see for like some high-end movie. The camera doesn't move. And not only that, but it seems like you may develop some sort of attachment to the people that are in the house, like the characters. But
right.
Then if they... It says what? It's 100
years? It's a 100-year story, so
exactly.
It must be multi-generational.
Exactly. So you're going to have like new characters coming and going. It's like, man, that's going to be kind of trippy.
Kind of reminds me of a children's book I read many years ago.
Really?
It was about a house. It was on a farm, and then the farm turns into suburbs. Then the suburbs turn into the city. The house is surrounded by tall buildings. Then somebody buys the house and moves it back out into the farm country.
Yeah, just that kind of like full circle kind of vibe. Yeah,
right.
4:55. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. It's been a pretty mellow hour, all things considered. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still has some backups. Same thing with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. North Davis Highway traveling northbound coming from Creighton Road approaching I-10. Got some backups there. And even some on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's just a bit more minor congestion here and there. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. A little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, weather is still hot. Heat advisories will be around for about another couple of hours. Tonight, humid with a slight chance of a shower, about 78. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with a possible heavy thunder shower in the afternoon, high about 87. And looking at the ThreatNet radar, looks like we have a shower basically straddling the Escambia San Santa Rosa County lines, just north of I-10, and seems to be pretty stationary. It's 92 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton, and that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Steve. All righty, getting into some wacky and weird stories here. I'm a gamer. I play video games rather casually. Played them a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, I'm very competitive. I'll admit it. I think I'm pretty mellow on air. But when I'm in the zone, man, I'm in the zone. And, however, I wouldn't take it this far. An online gamer from New Jersey is under arrest in Florida, accused of flying there just so he could attack another gamer that he had been feuding with.
Really?
Police in Fernandina Beach, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville, say that they arrested Edward Kang after he broke into a home and was standing over a man with a hammer in his hand.
Oh.
Officials say he took a middle-of-the-night flight from Newark after the man angered him while they played the online role-playing game ArcheAge. They say he bought the hammer and a flashlight once he got there and was wearing all black when the victim's father found him. The victim luckily is okay, but Kang, or Kong, however you say his last name, his hometown has not been identified. He's been charged with attempted murder and burglary.
Well, the man known as the world's worst boyfriend in Manhattan is scheduled, rather, he's been sentenced to 4 to 8 years in prison. Why? He was basically sentenced for stealing nearly $2 million from 5 women in romance scams. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Nelson Kahn pleaded guilty earlier this month to grand larceny and a scheme to defraud. Bragg says the 71-year-old pretended to be a wealthy art dealer and investor when he preyed on older rich women on online dating apps. Kahn, who often went by fake names, convinced his victims to invest in phony investment opportunities as they fell for him. I've always wondered about that. You hear these stories all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, we always hear about scammers and stuff like that, just bad stuff. Bad apples, Steve.
Right.
some good news here very quickly. Okay, so we've talked time and time again about the Justin Timberlake drama with his whole DWI and
right.
stuff. And,
yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, literally just yesterday I said, hey, nobody cares, right? Like, it happened, it's over. But there's finally something wholesome to tie onto it. Last night, he was performing at Madison Square Garden while on his Forget Tomorrow tour. That's what we had been covering yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Timberlake was welcomed by a packed house that included fans shouting reassurances such as, "We forgive you and everybody makes mistakes."
Well,
so how nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. Good news for Austin. That's you as
yes,
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is officially back.
Yes.
As usually, it comes back for a limited time, but I know you don't mind. There's a reason that you have a Whataburger cup in that studio with you. Yep, there
yes,
it is.
Yes, yep. I mean, dude, I got to tell you, I've talked about it a couple times on
yeah.
this show.
Yeah.
I love me that sandwich. My brother told me, hey, I heard from a buddy of ours, you know, it's back. I went to Whataburger. That was my lunch on my way here. And it's going to be, there's going to be many more to come, I assure you.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not that bad, but yeah, we're going to have several for the limited time it's here. All righty, just about 5 o'clock, WEAR, top of hour news coming up. When we return, another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.